Fun Phone skit starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Larry West LA, Brian W. Feedback, and Steven Z. Blueblide. Bring that couch over here, you guys. That's it, right over here.
Will you hurry up?
Yes, dude, this thing's heavy.
Good, great, right there. Okay, drop it.
No, wait a second. I don't think it looks that good there after all. Move it to the other side of the room.
Oh, brother, well, here we go again.
Boy, movers get $18 an hour, and what do we get for helping Stu move? A lousy dinner.
Okay, fine. In that case, I'll take you guys to McDonald's instead of the Sizzler.
Great. That way we'll get the horse meat on a bun instead of a platter. Okay, Brian, lift.
You know, you guys complain more than a lobster in a cooking pot.
If you don't tell us where you want this thing, you'll end up in a cooking pot.
Okay, right there. Drop it.
With pleasure.
Wait a minute. On second thought...
On second thought, you'd better be content with your first thought, or my third thought will be to rip your guts out.
You know, I think the couch looks terrific right where it is. Okay, guys, take five.
Oh, my, how generous of you.
This place is starting to look pretty good. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thanks, considering we're doing all the work.
Yeah, and Stu, one thing still puzzles me. Why did you decide to move from your apartment into this huge townhouse?
Jeffy, if I've told you once, I've told you a zillion times. This move is final with me. I don't plan on moving again for the rest of my life. I expect to die here.
You will if we have to lift any more of your heavy furniture.
You have to admit one thing. This place is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a great place to raise a family.
Don't give me any frightening ideas.
Yeah, don't you realize what you're saying, Jeffy? Can you imagine a house full of Little Stu Fun Phones running around? The roof would be raised so fast there'd be another space shuttle in orbit.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Can you imagine what those kids would be like?
Okay, guys, that's enough.
They'd all have big mouths.
Yeah, they'd all be obnoxious.
Okay, guys.
They'd all be fat.
Guys.
They'd all smell.
Hey, guys.
They'd all run crappy joke lines.
Yeah, they'd all have Stu's ugly face.
All right! A joke's a joke and enough is enough.
Who's joking?
And enough is never enough.
My friends.
You're darn right we're your friends. Nobody else would move you.
I think you might be right. Okay, let's go out and have dinner.
Gee, I hope I'm dressed properly. Do you think Ronald will mind?
Very funny. You guys, I'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for the chicken McDroppings, Stu.
Yeah, bye, Stu. Enjoy your new home.
You know, despite all their faults, they really are a couple of good friends. Well, I guess it's time to hit the sack. Oh, boy, I'm really beat. I wish I didn't have all these stairs to climb to my bedroom. I can hardly lift my legs. Ah, my bed. I've never been so glad to see it in my entire life. Oh, that feels good. Well, I'll finish the upstairs tomorrow. Jeffy and Brian did a great job on the first floor. Boy, am I beat. Is it morning already? Boy, where did the night go? Well, I'll just rest a little while longer.
This is the last time I'm going to tell you. You get out of that bed right now or I'll break your neck.
Who's there? What's going on?
If you're late to work one more time, you'll get fired. And don't think that I'm going to work to support you. Now get up!
Who are you? And what do you think you're doing in my bedroom?
Your bedroom? Your bedroom? Since when did our bedroom become your bedroom? What's the matter? Did you fall asleep on your brain again?
What's going on here? Who are you?
Oh, I get it. Okay, Stu, it's going to be game time again, huh? Well, when you're finished having your fun, come down and eat your breakfast. And you better hurry. The kids and I will be waiting. Now get moving!
Kids? What kids? What's going on here? And how did my bedroom get decorated so fast? Where'd all this wallpaper come from? And who's that a picture of on my dresser? Oh, that looks like me in the tuxedo, but who's the girl in the white dress? Hey, she looks just like the girl that woke me up. What's going on here? I think I'll go downstairs and find out a few things.
Would you get that, Stu?
Yeah, sure.
Good morning, Mr. Bonfrone. Sorry I'm late, but here's your milk.
What did you call me?
Mr. Bonfrone. That's your name, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
What a sense of humor. You should work in television instead of selling insurance.
But I do work in television. I don't sell insurance.
You're hilarious. We'll see you Wednesday.
Who was that at the door? And what are you doing standing there in your bathrobe? Give me that milk. I told you to get dressed for work. You're going to be late again. Oh, never mind. Come in the kitchen and eat your breakfast. Then get upstairs and get ready.
What the hell is happening here?
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. Well, why don't you say good morning to your kids? Are you deaf or something?
These aren't my kids.
Oh, God, here we go again. Look, I've tried to be patient with you every night you come home after being out with the guys, but this has gone too far. It's getting so you don't even recognize your children the next morning. I'm telling you, Stu, one more night come home like that, and I'm packing!
Good, you can start right now. What is this? All of you, get the hell out of my house!
Don't swear in front of the children, you uncouth pig!
Mommy, why is Daddy acting so funny?
Yeah.
He hit his head on the coffee table again. Now, both of you, run along to school. Go ahead.
Okay, Mommy. Bye.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye, Mommy.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye, Daddy.
Say goodbye to your son, you poor excuse for a father.
He's not my son. And for the last time, who are you?
Daddy shouldn't drink so much.
Go ahead, children. I'll see you when you get home. Are you happy? Are you quite happy? I had to lie to the kids, but even they know that you're a drunk. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Maybe I have been drinking.
We'll discuss this later. Now get your butt upstairs and get ready for work. Brian's going to be here any minute.
I don't know. Brian? My friend Brian will be here?
Yes, and he's probably your only friend. Now get going, and don't take the car. You'll kill yourself!
Oh, now I get it. This is all a practical joke. Brian and Jeffy remarked yesterday that I could raise a family in this place, and they're probably miffed because I only bought them a dinner for all their work. Okay, now it all makes sense. Well, I guess I can go along with the gag. Boy, they sure did an elaborate job here.
Are you talking to yourself again? You're going to need a psychiatrist before long.
And who's this frump they got to play my wife? She looks like she's on the 100th day of a 14-day beauty plan.
I heard that, you good-for-nothing imbecile.
Ow! Okay, that's it. That's it. I don't know who you are, bitch, but this has gone far enough. Okay, Jeffy, Brian, come out wherever you're hiding. I get the message. Very funny.
Hi, gang. How are you guys doing this morning?
Frankly, I'm really impressed, Brian. How'd you and Jeffy rig all this up overnight?
What are you talking about, Stu? Who's Jeffy?
Now look, Fonfrone. I've had 7 long years of this dreck, and if it doesn't get better, I'm going to divorce you and take you for everything you've got, which isn't much. Now I'm going into the den to straighten up, and when I'm finished, you and Brian better be the hell out of here, because if you're late for work again, we'll be out of money, and you'll be out of teeth.
The name is Funfone, not Fonfrone.
Boy, she gets more charming every time I come over here. I still don't understand why you married her.
I don't either. I mean, I don't even know how we got married or how we got 2 kids.
You don't know how you got 2 kids?
I mean, I know how. I just don't remember.
Boy, if it's that easy to forget, I'm glad I'm not married.
Okay, Brian, you and Jeffy have had your laugh. In fact, you've scared the living daylights out of me. You almost had me believing all this. Look, I'm sorry I only bought you guys dinner last night. I'll make it up to you.
Who is Jeffy? And you didn't buy me dinner last night, Stu. Only about 8 beers. It's a wonder I'm in one piece today. I can see you're a nervous wreck. Now look, go upstairs and get dressed. And hurry! If we're late again, Mr. Joffrey's gonna fire us. Just like your sweetheart of a wife says.
For the last time, she's not my wife!
Okay. Just go up and get ready.
You know, you really did a great job. You got all my identification in my wallet changed to Stu Fonfrone. How'd you work so fast?
What are you talking about? You're not going to the office dressed like that, are you?
Sure, why not? I always go to work like this.
You look like you're going to go play golf or something. Put on a coat and tie.
coat and tie? Have you gone off the deep end? And since when did you start working at my office anyway?
Stu, you know we've been working together ever since we graduated from college.
You never went to college!
Stu, for God's sake, sober up. We didn't drink that much last night.
Okay, fine. If you want to play this thing to the hilt, I guess I can go along with the gag.
Stu, I haven't the faintest idea of what you're talking about, but my car's out front. Let's get going. Okay, let's go in.
Go in? Go in where? Where are we?
In front of our office. Now, quick, let's get in there and make it look like we've been working for 15 minutes. It's almost a quarter after nine.
Hi, guys.
Steve! You finally got a job! What do you do here?
What's with him?
I don't know. He's been acting strange ever since I picked him up this morning. I think he and his wife are having problems again.
Out of aphrodisiacs again, eh, Stu?
Oh, so you're in on this too, huh? Well, this is all very, very funny, but the joke is over.
Brian, Mr. Joffrey wants to see you and Stu in his office right away.
Uh-oh, does he know we're late again?
I'm afraid so. Looks like this is it.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Stu. You just cost us both our jobs. Come on, let's get it over with.
Fine, let's do just that. You guys could really stretch a point.
Come in. Well, gentlemen, close the door and have a seat.
Aha! Jeffy! So you finally decided to show yourself, eh? Well, it's about time, Eagle Beak.
Stu! Do you realize what you're saying?
Of course I do. Jeffy, you've really got one hell of a nerve pulling a stunt like this on me. I mean, a joke's a joke, but you and your humongous nose have finally gone too far.
I beg your pardon, Von Frohn.
You beg my pardon? Well, look, Elephant Schnoz, just because I only bought you a dinner is no reason to scare me half to death by hiring that vampire to play my wife and those two booger-eating spastics to be my kids.
Von Frohn, don't tell me your troubles. And how dare you come in here and talk to me like that?
I'm sorry, Mr. Joffrey, but Stu just doesn't seem to be himself today.
Hey, Fuzzhead, I'm perfectly normal. It's all of you that's flipped.
Don't try to cover up for him, Frypack.
His name is Feedback.
You shut up. I've had about all I can take. You know, I was simply going to reprimand you for being late again today, but I've changed my mind. Frypack, Von Frohn, get out! Both of you are fired! Clean out your desks!
Clean out your nose!
Ow! How dare you strike the president of this corporation?
How long do I have to put up with this, Brian?
Stu, shut your mouth! Isn't it enough that you already got us both fired? Look, Mr. Joffrey, I don't know about Stu, but I really want to continue working here, okay? I mean, I'm sorry I'm late, but it was all Stu's fault. He wasn't ready when I picked him up this morning. I'm sorry. Really, really I am.
What the hell are you doing kissing up to Jeffy like that?
The name is Joffrey. Mr. Joffrey, in your case.
No, your name is Snot, because that's what you're full of!
Oh! Okay, that does it. This guy needs a good doctor. Hello, Blipstein! Get in here, quick!
Yes, sir?
Blipstein, call the medical department. Get a doctor in here at once!
Blipstein? His name is Bloopline!
Yeah, I see what you mean, sir. I'll be right back.
Okay, that's it. I've tried to be a nice person about this. I've tried to be patient and understanding, but this is the last straw. Now I'm gonna get tough.
Stu, please, sit down and stop it, please.
Shut up! Okay, Joffrey, if that's what you want to be called, I think I'll just take my little pocket knife out and slice a piece of your nose off.
You're insane! You're absolutely off your rocker!
Good thing we sell insurance here, eh, Mr. Joffrey?
Shut up, Frypack. Von Frohn, you flipped!
Have I? Come here. Now, by the time I count to three, you'd better admit that this is all a practical joke or your nose comes right off!
Frypack, stop him!
Stu, put down that knife! What's the matter with you?
Shut up, you prefabricated fuzzhead!
Ow! Oh!
He's out cold, striking a fellow worker and threatening the boss with a knife. I'm calling the authorities.
Oh, no, you don't.
Cutting the telephone cable won't stop me, Von Frohn.
Here's the doctor, Mr. Joffrey.
All right, and where's the patient?
Oh, no! No, I don't believe this! I must be cracking up!
Quick! Call an ambulance for Frypack! And call the police on Fonfrone! He's gone mad!
I'm going straight home and figure this out. Now, I'm just going to take all this calmly and start from the beginning. I went to bed last night after finishing the first level of my new townhouse. I woke up this morning with a wife and kids and a totally new identity. But it didn't stop there. No, all my friends have new identities as well. Yet everything socially seems to be the same. Except that Jeffy is now my boss. Jeez, Jeffy, my boss. I must be dreaming. That's it! I gotta be dreaming. How could I have gone to bed last night and have all this turn around on me so fast? Even more so, I'm driving Brian's car and he has the keys. Sure, this is all a dream. Boy, what a relief to know I'll be waking up soon. Oh, great. A policeman. Just what I need right now. Wait a second. Wait a second. This is all a dream. Now's my chance to really tell a cop off.
Good morning.
Hi. Why did you... Bernay!
I beg your pardon?
Al Bernay! You old bald head, you! What are you doing in a police uniform?
Sir, are you all right?
I'm fine! How in the world did you become a policeman? I thought you always hated anything that had to do with the government.
May I see your license, please?
No, you may not see my license, please! What happened to your map business?
What are you talking about?
Your map's the Stars Homes business! The kids on Sunset Boulevard, remember?
The only map business I ever heard of went out of business about 7 years ago when I single-handedly wiped it out by making the owner get work permits for his kids and report his income to the government. I was so proud of myself, the guy went bankrupt shortly afterwards. Now give me your license, please. Oh, I forgot. This is all a dream.
You old baldhead, you! You can't convince me that you gave up your map business, even in one of my dreams!
Give me your license, or I will have to run you in.
Well, take this instead!
Hello, headquarters. This is badge number X999, Officer Arthur Emerald. I'm in pursuit of a green Mustang, license number 1DREAM. Suspect might be armed and is psychologically dangerous. Requesting assistance in the vicinity of Magnolia and Moor Park. Roger, over and out. Goodbye.
Uh-oh, Bernay's right on my tail. I better go right home and get back in my bed so I'll wake up. Boy, dreams like this make me yearn for insomnia.
Have you gone crazy?
Shut up! There's a whole band of cops after me!
Well, they should be! Beating up your best and only friend, threatening your boss, and calling a policeman a bald head?
Hey, how do you know all about that?
This is all a dream, you fathead. I know about everything you think and do. For instance, you expect to go upstairs and get back in bed so you'll wake up, right?
You got it, Vixen Breath. See you in my nightmares! Hey! Hey! The bedroom door is locked! The door's locked!
I know. I locked it.
Well, give me the key! Give me the key! I gotta wake up!
I swallowed the key!
You swallowed the key? How dare you! How dare you, you wicked witch! You treacherous old bitch! I'll kill you!
All right, freeze or I'll shoot.
Blow it out your bunghole!
Grab him, men. We've got him for wife beating as well.
Hey, let go of me! Let go of me! I gotta get back in bed so I can wake up! Let me go!
Put the cuffs on him, men. Take him away.
Wait, hold it! Hold it! Just hold it a second! Okay, now look. Don't you guys understand? This is all a crazy dream. I'm gonna wake up any second. Just watch!
Are you all through waking up?
I don't get this. I'm telling myself to wake up, but it isn't working. Something's wrong.
You bet it is. You're under arrest for 3 attempts at murder, possession of a deadly weapon, and driving with a foggy windshield.
But that isn't even my car! It's Brian's!
All right.
right, then add possession of stolen property to the list. Come on.
No, 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 wait. Now listen. I gotta wake up. When I wake up, all you guys will be good. That's it. Ah, ha, ha. Now I have you all. See, when I wake up, you'll all be dead because you don't exist. I made all of you up in my head. You're all part of this horrible nightmare. You guys are gonna be erased any second because I'm gonna wake up. Yeah, boy, you guys have had it now, boy. Yes, sirree. Ha, ha. I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm gonna say, wake up, Stuart, and zap, you'll all be gone. Ready?
Then after you've counted to three, will you come along quietly?
Sure, go ahead, make jokes if you want to, but this is it. One, two, three, wake up, Stuart!
Okay, the joke's over.
Can I count to five?
Put the straight jacket on him, man. This looks like a real tough one.
Wait a second. Wait. If this is a dream, then I can do anything I want to do. Okay? I'm going to make believe like I have superpowers and run like hell away from all this.
This has gone far enough. Men, give him the tranquilizer shot.
Oh, no, you don't! Look at my legs go. I must have run 2 miles already. I can't even see those stupid cops. Yikes!
You forgot. Since this is a dream, we can run just as fast as you can. Now get up!
Oh, what's the use? I can't get up. When I ran into these garbage cans, I must have broken my leg.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. I haven't broken my leg since I was a kid.
No, I mean it's a shame because in all Stew Fun Phone dreams, if someone breaks his legs, he must be shot.
Oh, well, if that... What?
Ready, men?
Hey, wait a second. You can't shoot me. It's inhuman.
Aim.
Help! No, you can't do this to me. Hey, look, it's just
a little leg. I got another one just like it.
Fire!
It's morning.
This morning? It's morning! It was all a dream! I don't really have a wife and kids!
A wife and kids?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was kind of funny. Oh, but boy, it was so real. Thank God it's over. By the way, you are Brian Feedback, aren't you?
Of course I am.
And you don't sell insurance, do you?
What is this, dude? 20 questions?
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, but that dream seems so true. Can you actually believe I had a couple of kids?
Come on, Stu. You know that's impossible.
Well, hey, wait a second. It's not that funny. And it certainly isn't impossible.
Oh, yeah? And can you possibly think of a way that you and I could have kids?
What?
If you know of any possible way that you and I could give birth to a family of kids, then we better report our method to the American Medical Association. We'd be rich.
Huh?
Now stop all this nonsense. Roll over and give me a good morning kiss.
Stu, wake up! Come on, Stu, wake up!
We've only got the rest of the morning to finish the upstairs. We gotta make fun phone tapes this afternoon.
It's about time you got up. We've only been waiting for about 20 minutes. What's the matter with you?
Oh, no! Oh, no!
What is it?
Don't you yell at me, Joffrey!
Joffrey? Who's Joffrey?
Stu, are you all right?
And you! I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on Earth! I'd take that overbearing battle axe of a woman over you any day!
Stu, what are you talking about? And where are you going?
Into the bathroom to get some no-dos! I'm not gonna let this happen again!
No kidding, Stu, you really had a wife and kids?
Yeah, that dream was incredible.
And Al Bernay was a cop and I was your boss?
Uh-huh. What was even more weird was that I woke up in the dream and was married to Brian.
Stu, you better quit eating McDonaldland cookies before you go to bed.
Shh, would you guys pipe down, please? I'm trying to watch the news.
Aw, big man. Now that this place is finished, King Fuzzball has to relax.
Shh.
And on the more unusual side, a woman, married for 7 years, and her 2 children were abandoned earlier today by her husband for no apparent reason. More on this story from the estranged wife herself.
Hey, that looks like the milkman that was in my dream!
Purely psychological, Stu. You've probably seen him on TV before and his image stuck in your mind.
Would you guys shut up?
Ida accidentally locked our bedroom door today, and for no apparent reason, my husband became a screaming maniac and ran out on me. I don't know where he could have gone.
Are your children safe?
Oh, yes, they're fine. I really don't understand it, but he was acting strangely all day.
Did you hear that, Stu? This lady's situation sounds almost identical to your dream. Stu? Hey, Brian!
Will you knock it off, Jeffy? I'm trying to watch the TV.
I just wanted to tell you that Stu's no-dose tablets didn't work. Look, he fell asleep on the floor with his mouth wide open.
That guy picks the stupidest places to take a nap.
Part of Stu's wife was played by Elena West Los Angeles. The kids were portrayed by David North Hollywood and Julie 805. Al Bernay portrayed the policeman, and Larry West L.A. was the milkman, the announcer, and the doctor. This program was written and produced by Stu Funphone. This is Stu Funphone speaking. Produced by Stu.